Welcome to Chapter 5 of the story, Believe. Spring Equinox. The trees lining the winding road to the cabin in the forest were bursting with the lime-green-colored leaves, transforming from the previously barren branches of winter. It was one of Bee's favorite times of year, not only because her favorite color was lime-green, but because the days were growing longer, and the daffodils and the crocus blooming were a welcome sight. Bee pulled into the driveway and was met by both Shanae and Beth unpacking their vehicles. All three women made their way to the cabin, noting the change in the landscape and the earth coming alive around them. Kelsey was already in the cabin and had set about various arrangements of forsythia, daffodils, and crocus blooms around the room. Kelsey had recently taken on the role of assisting Allie with the setup for the day-long retreats. She had an amazing skill, both in crafting space that was inviting and peaceful for all who entered. Once Allie arrived, the women settled into their places and set about beginning the ritual by thanking the land and their ancestors before calling in the directions to cast the circle. Allie and Kelsey took turns sharing tales of early spring and the goddesses associated with the season, noting it was a time of renewal, rebirth, fertility, and the balance of light and dark. Next up was the time created for writing, and Bee was anxious to see what would unfold in today's chapter. Lee and Megan were packing up to leave the camp where the group had spent the night. Their work was made more pleasant by the sounds of birds chirping and the sweet aroma of early spring. Bee was helping Lily to collect some last-minute native herbs from the surrounding forest before the group started on the hike that lay ahead. All the women were looking forward to this part of the journey, as it would take them into a meadow that saddled the hills between where the forest ended and the hike up the mountain range began. Lily knew about this meadow from stories passed down through generations and felt so fortunate to be crossing it during early spring, when the grass was edging up out of the ground and the early wildflowers such as crocus, daffodils, and phlox were in bloom. The stories foretold of magic that inhabited the meadow, but only revealed itself to those who were open to its calling. So, she knew this group of women who embraced the old ways would encounter some of this magic. The first day was rather uneventful and allowed for a meandering in this new terrain, taking in the scent and colors that adorned this sacred place. As the days progressed and the women surrounded the campfire at night, some shared stories of unexpected encounters in the meadow, some of which were with wildlife that suddenly appeared out of nowhere, and others shared encounters with ancestors that appeared in the sunshine shimmers or in dewdrops that clung to the new blades of grass along the meadow path. These ancestral energies showed up in images and symbols associated with these loved ones who'd passed, some many years ago. A few days later, Lee spotted a hawk high in the sky above them. This caught her eye, as the hawk had often been a companion in her forest home, and she knew this would be her experience with magic in this meadow. She watched as the hawk circled the women, dipping down below the rolling hills ahead. Lee felt it was trying to communicate something to them. It was headed in a direction that was off course for what she had planned for the troop. Yet she knew that ignoring these guides often led to more complicated path and an undesirable outcome. So she began to follow the path outlined by the hawk's flight. V asked her where she was going, as she had not noticed the hawk and thought Lee was taking them too far off course. Lee patiently explained the need to follow the hawk's wisdom and direction. V reluctantly agreed, but she was growing restless to make it to the old crone's cave high in the mountain range and felt this decision would add weeks to their route. The reason for the detour became very clear a few hours later when they spotted some dark, swirling clouds filled with lightning and heavy with thunder. The route the hawk had led them toward took them to a deep crevice that offered them shelter when the storm rolled in, and the tip of the cloud made contact with the ground, lifting up some of the meadow's terrain in its mighty grasp. Had they not followed the signs, they would have been caught up in the worst the storm had to offer. Grateful for the reprieve, they made camp for the night. While V admitted that the decision to go off course had saved them from the storm, she was still convinced that there would be significant delays in their journey, so went off by herself for the night. Megan reminded Lee that she had misgivings of V joining them, and was quick to point out that the disagreement that left everyone a bit put out. Lee assured her that all would be well, and that the group had built enough of a relationship with one another that it could withstand any differing opinions or disagreements that developed over time. Megan, however, was not convinced, but she did not consider pursuing the conversation to be worth the effort, so she left it for now. Over the coming weeks, V seemed to be rather distant with the group, and was often mumbling to herself about the path they were taking. An energy seemed to be building toward her leaving this group and striking off on her own. But this would not come to pass until they reached the base of the mountain they would climb. V felt a little worn out from this portion of the riding exercise, as she was not expecting the turbulence that was revealed with the storm brewing both in nature and within the women in the traveling group. She just wanted everybody to get along, so she was perplexed why a story she was creating would go so off course. The confusion lingered as she shared her story with the group. Allie wondered if these women represented different parts of B. One side of her that was open to believing in magic and signs from ancestors, and the other that remained doubtful, focused on outcomes rather than the journey. That gave Bea a lot to think about on the drive home.